Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, agents recently raided close to 107 7-Eleven stores across 17 states, demanding employment verification from managers in an attempt to crack down on the employment of undocumented immigrants. With the acting ICE director saying late last year that employment audits would likely increase fivefold in 2018, our next guest says this could result in more prosecutions and higher fines for employers, including those throughout South Carolina. Is your business ready? Melissa Azalian is a business immigration attorney with South Carolina's McNair Law Firm. Today she's in our studio. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Is there an issue in South Carolina with undocumented immigrants?
You know, I think the immigration issue isn't just limited to South Carolina. It's pretty widespread. It's a national, federal issue. Here in South Carolina, we do have our own immigration law. We've had that since January of 2012. And what that means for businesses is that they have to participate in an E-Verify program for all new hires. So we are unique in that regard, although there are 27 other states that also have that law.
Explain the E-Verify law.
E-Verify is an electronic database administered by the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration Office. And what it allows an employer to do is verify someone's identity and their authorization to work. So what an employer does when they hire someone is they complete an I-9 form, which asks them to record certain documents on that form, and then they take that information, push it into the E-Verify system, and then that system tells them if the worker is authorized or not.
And so if an employer is using the E-Verify system like they're supposed to, does this eliminate any issues that they might have?
It's supposed to. But one of the challenges with E-Verify is that there is also identity theft that goes on. And so if an individual would happen to steal the identity of another authorized worker, the E-Verify confirmation may come for the employer, but they still may have an unauthorized employee. Practically what that means for a business in terms of the law is, you know, businesses are not required to be immigration experts. So as long as they examine documents, determine that they reasonably appear genuine on their face, and act in good faith and comply with the laws, then they're certainly going to have some protection.
We are almost through the first quarter of this year. Have you seen or heard of an increase in these types of audits?
Definitely at the federal level. The two national things we've seen are the largest ICE fine ever issued in the fall, $95 million against a tree trimming company. The facts of that kind of involve some lower level managers that really weren't following what we would call typical hiring practices, and therefore illegal immigrants were being hired. So we've seen that in terms of increased fines and worksite audits, but also here in South Carolina, we've seen an uptick in the enforcement as well.
Any other tips that you can share for our business owners?
I think the thing that I would leave with your listeners would be to be proactive, not reactive. It's always easier to make sure you're in compliance, make sure your folks are trained, make sure you have the documentation before ICE comes knocking. The other thing that I would leave them with is that we are in uncertain times. There's a lot going on in the area of immigration at the executive, legislative, and judicial arenas. So stay tuned for further developments. You know, a lot of things that could impact businesses in the coming months.
Also in immigration news, we hear a lot about H-1B visas and H-2B. Share with us the differences and what businesses need to know about those.
Sure. These are both two temporary work visa programs. The H-1B is used for jobs where the position requires at least a bachelor's degree in a specialty field. So an example might be an engineering position. There's also a lot of review that's been requested by the Trump administration on this program, so we do anticipate changes will be coming later this year. The H-2B program is used in South Carolina a lot along the coastal regions. It's used in the hospitality industry, construction, landscaping, where there's a temporary need for additional staffing. One of the challenges with that program is that there are extreme shortages in numbers of H-2Bs for the demand. And we're seeing that here in South Carolina, as well as other states across the nation, where the demand for these visas certainly exceeds the supply. So we're hoping that perhaps Congress will address that. Been hoping that for many years, but hoping that Congress addresses that and lots more numbers to that program.
Melissa, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa Azalian is an attorney with South Carolina's McNair Law Firm. We will have a link to her firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.